Time Warner shareholders who don't think corporate executives got the best deal with AT&T will have to take their case to Delaware's Court of Chancery, and some people say that works out well for Time Warner.
Delaware courts are, generally speaking, pretty biased in favor of corporate management.
That's Nell Minow, vice chair of Value Edge Advisors, which is a corporate governance consulting firm. She says Time Warner and other Fortune 500 companies incorporate in Delaware specifically because they know litigation will go to the state's Court of Chancery. Once there, all Time Warner executives have to do is prove they did what was best for the company. Minow says shareholders got a fair shake in Delaware courts until they scored a big win in the 1985 case of Smith v. Van Gorkum.
The result of that, however, was that the corporations threatened to leave Delaware and incorporate elsewhere. And that, I think, has really scared the Delaware courts out of ruling in favor of shareholders. And generally speaking, they have not.
But not everyone agrees.
The suggestion that Delaware and the Court of Chancery in particular are particularly hostile to shareholder litigation is an unfortunate myth.
That's Lawrence Hammermesh, director of the Widener Institute of Delaware Corporate and Business Law. He says the courts in Delaware aren't hostile to shareholders. They're hostile to lawyers trying a case just to rack up fees.
The court has a difficult job to do, to balance the retention, promotion of worthwhile litigation, and at the same time try not to accommodate, and rather to discourage, litigation that is just intended to achieve lawyers' fees and nothing for the stockholders.
Hammermesh says recent state litigation and state Supreme Court rulings have helped Chancery achieve this balance, although he concedes it's difficult for the court to separate the proverbial wheat from the chaff with 100% accuracy, and that will always leave the court open for criticism. Both Hammermesh and Minow agree, however, that Time Warner may just decide to settle any litigation outside of court in a high-profile case like this. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.